The anonymous landlord is more than just making profit from property. It's a system of automation and a strategy which will shape the way you invest in property forever. It's a quality of life, it's a way of life, it's a business mindset. The anonymous landlord will make loads of money from property and continue to grow wealth and assets without giving up time or energy or life. Because what's the point in making a load of money from property if you've got no time or energy to enjoy it? My name's Tom Sohn, and this is The Anonymous Landlord. Good evening, everybody. My name's Tom Sohn, The Anonymous Landlord, and thank you very much for joining me for this one. And do you know what? Today, the question came along. I've got £600,000 of cash to invest in property. How can I invest £600,000 of cash? So I wanted to share with you the advice that I've just given today on how to best invest, that's a rhyme, best invest £600,000 in cash, because it translates to any amount. Whatever amount of money you are thinking of investing in property, this is the same rule. So I wanted to share everything with you on that. I'm going to talk you through how I calculated the numbers. I'm going to talk you through the net profits, the true yield on that amount of money, the risks, the equity, the appreciation you could expect. But also I'm going to talk you through the mentality of investing that level of money. Now, like I said just now, this is going to be the same whether you've got 100 grand to invest in property or 1 million to invest in property. Doesn't matter, same kind of rule. Maybe it might take you a bit longer to get to these numbers, but now, this client that we're talking about right now, they'd inherited a ton of cash and they also had their own savings. So when I say 600 grand, it sounds like a lot of money, but it is just a number. Remember that, it's just a number. It all translates into property very simply. Now, they initially, this client, wanted just three properties for that they owned outright, no mortgage, no nothing. They just wanted to spend that 600 grand on three properties and that's it, because they believed that that was low risk, that was the safest way to spend their money. So they also just wanted pretty safe, pretty normal family houses that they could just rent out to a family long term, nice and easy. So they wanted to try and find three properties. They were a little bit surprised when I said, no, you've got to buy 12 properties. Buy 12 properties, it's much better. Now, they immediately turned off to that and said, no, we don't want to buy 12 properties with mortgages. No, not interested in that. That's not really the best way for us to go. So I explained to this client what exactly they could achieve if they bought 12 properties, in my view, in a much smarter way. So let's talk through the numbers first of all. Now, first of all, around my area, a standard three-bedroom house around here is about 190 grand, let's just say. That will include stamp duty and fees, like your legal fees and various bits and bobs that you'd have to pay. So let's just assume that you're going to buy all in 190 grand for a standard three-bedroom house. By the way, thank you very much, anybody who's joining me on the live. I'm also going to put this on the podcast as well. Just give us a wave if you're with me right now so I know everybody's listening. Last time, everyone kept pressing the like button and the heart button and it was just flashing up on my screen. It was pretty awesome. Anyway, so round here, about £190,000, including everything for a standard three-bed house. Now, I'm not going to include refurbishments or any properties that need a ton of work doing. I'm just talking about straight-out buy-to-let properties here so that they can invest their money in a way that's going to generate a return on their investment. Now, a standard three-bed house around here is going to rent out for about 850 quid per month. So again, if we talk about that in relative terms, if you're up in the north, then you might be talking about a 80 to 100 grand property, which rents out for about £400, £500, £600 a month. So it's all relative. You can just work it out roughly for where you live. So, net profits on three properties. Now remember, at the beginning they only wanted three properties with no mortgages. So, I worked it out for them. And as we went through it, they would have owned outright three properties with £600,000 of equity, roughly speaking. It might be a little bit less, might be a little bit more, whatever. 600 grand's worth of equity, and that would generate them £2,500 per month in rental income. Nice. Then you take away your management and your maintenance for looking after that property, because they did say that they don't want to have any hands-on involvement in it, then that would generate them a net profit of £2,000 a month. Now you take that, right? That's a nice little income. All right. So then I had to present and sell the fact that they would do a lot better by buying 12 properties with mortgages. So effectively what I'm saying is, you've got 600 grand to invest, we're gonna spread that across 12 different properties using about a 50 grand deposit and fees on each one. It's about 45 grand plus a few grand stamp, plus a few grand for this, that and the other. Now I'm talking very general figures here, but 12 properties, each of them putting down about 50 grand. So each of them would have 50 grand's worth of equity. So you'd still have a total of £600,000 equity, the same as if you bought three properties for a couple of hundred grand each, you'd have 600,000 equity. And if you had 12 properties with 50 grand equity in each. So, right, I just got a message through there from somebody. I thought there was going to be a problem with my broadcast, but obviously there's not. So where did I get to? So yes, 12 properties, you would still have £600,000 of equity. Nice. Take away your management and your maintenance. So remember, what we've got here is £850 a month of rental income, and we're going to take away our £400 a month from each of those as for a mortgage payment. We're going to take away the management and the maintenance. We're going to be left with about £280 per property of net profit. And that is going to give you about £3,400 per month in total net profit. So if you've got three properties that you own outright, you're going to bring in about £2,000 net profit every single month. Not bad. If you've got 12 properties, still with the same amount of equity, then you're going to get £3,400 per month of net profit. So I presented that to them and they looked at me and said, right, okay. So instantly you're gaining what? About 150% on top of the income. So you take that, right? Nearly three and a half grand in net profit every month for the same thing. It's not costing you any more money. It's not doing anything different. You're not losing any equity. You're not taking on any higher risk. So let me explain that to you. True yield, first of all, on those properties. If you have three properties generating you a couple of grand a month with that same figure, then you're going to get 4% per year in actual true yield plus appreciation. If you've got 12 properties, then you're going to get 6.7% of yield plus appreciation. So again, it's much better. Now, the appreciation on those properties is also spread across 12 different properties instead of three. So now we're talking about spreading risk. You've still got the same amount of equity. You've still got £600,000 of equity. So if you needed to get all of that equity back out straight away, you would just sell all those properties and do the same thing as you would if you owned three properties. But it's just 12 properties. So you've got the same amount of equity. You've got a higher yield. You've got less risk because you're spreading it across 12 properties. Now, while we're talking about risk, if you've got three properties empty and you only own three properties, then that's 100% of your income gone. If three of your properties are empty and you've got three properties, that's 100% of your income gone. But if you've got three properties and you've got, sorry, if you've got 12 properties and you have three of your properties empty, that's 25% of your income gone. You still have 75% of your income coming in. And it's more income as well. and you still have the same amount of equity, remember. So if you desperately need to release some cash, you can sell. And also, talking about risk, the mortgage company are effectively sharing the risk with you. If property prices drop, which, by the way, it's very rare that property prices are going to drop by more than 25%. Very, very rare. But if they do, then you lose the same amount of money whether you've got mortgages on each property or whether you don't. The same amount of money. If property prices drop by £10,000, you'll still lose £19,000 whether you've got 12 properties all with mortgages or 3 properties with no mortgages. You still lose the same amount of money. The difference is that you're sharing the risk with the mortgage company. Worst case scenario, like I said, you've got the same amount of equity across those properties, so you can sell them anyway. Now, also talking about appreciation, like I said, you've spread it over the same amount of money, over more properties. If you've got 12 properties, you share that appreciation. But it's also likely that the appreciation is going to grow in different areas. So if you have one of your areas grows faster than the others, then you're going to benefit more because you've got more properties spread across more areas, meaning you get the benefit of growth areas. Now, there is a bit of a mentality around all this. I agree. It's always built into us that it's bad to have mortgages, bad to have debt. But the problem with that is that the best investors that make the most money, they use mortgages or they use financing in some way in order to make more profit across more properties and make and spread their risk much more evenly. So, for an example, if I lent you 600 grand, and whoever's watching this, give me a yes or a no to this. If I lent you £600,000 and I charged you 3% interest rate per year, then would you happily use that to make 10% of interest? Or sorry, 10% of profit. So you'd basically be making 7% free, right? If I gave you 600 grand and charged you 3% per year, and then you were going to get 10% per year, that's free money, right? Yeah, I think everyone should agree with that. But the problem is that we're taught, yes, exactly, Nick, right? So I'll tell you what, I'll lend you 600 grand and I'll charge you 3%. But the trouble is that we're told that debt is bad and we're bred to believe that. But debt is only bad if you don't use it properly. And debt can be hugely profitable if you do it correctly. Yes, pay it off quickly, or you can use it to your advantage to make more money and use the debt to pay itself off. Imagine that. Someone lends you some money and then you use the money they lent you to pay them off, using the profits that you're making from the amount of money they lent you. Well, that is property investing. And that's how the most successful people do it. You control that debt, by the way. It's probably worth mentioning that there is a bit of a fear around debt. And I know I've veered off on a tangent a little bit here, but I think it's relevant because right at the beginning of this, I said that this client was very apprehensive about taking mortgages. They wanted to own 3 properties for £600,000, if you remember that. But actually, I'd presented to them to buy 12 properties, 50 grand a pop as a deposit and fees. Nice, you take that, right? Anyway, you control that debt. You are in charge of it. You can pay that off anytime you want. You can sell a couple of them. But either way, you are in charge of it. And you make less money by not using debt to your benefit. Now, if you let debt get out of control, that's a different thing. I'm not talking about credit cards and stuff like that here. I'm talking about stuff like a mortgage, which is charged against your property. So it's always secure for the lender because they've got the property to fall back on, and it's secure for you because it's controllable debt on an asset that you can sell if you need to, and there's always high demand. Now, I have talked a lot about demand and due diligence and stuff, so do make sure you're doing your due diligence, not just on the property, but also on the lenders, on the debt, on the calculations. But All you need to do is be smart with that debt. And this is what I was trying to get across to this client here. Hey, and sometimes I go ranty. I get really ranty about these things. Yes, but, and I hope you got the figures here. But just to recap on the numbers, right? The client has got £600,000 that they want to invest in property. And they said they want to own three properties outright, no mortgage, no nothing. I then said, rather than that, rather than three properties, buy 12 properties. And they went, no, no, we can't do that. We can't have mortgages, no. Until I told them the numbers. And just to quickly recap on the numbers, because I love these numbers. And this is very, actually quite common, these numbers here. If you have three properties, you're going to make a net profit of about £2,000 a month. Now, this is where I live. This is going to be relative to where you live. This customer's spending £600,000. You get a property for about £190,000 a pop for a three-bed house down here. Management and maintenance is normally about 20% of the rent, there or thereabouts. So this customer would have three properties with £2,000 a month coming in net with £600,000 of equity. Whereas if they do my plan was to buy 12 properties where they'd still have £600,000 of equity. They'd still be paying their management and maintenance 20%. They'd also be paying a mortgage at about, say, what, £390, £400 a month. But they'd have about £280 to £300 net profit every single month, which is about just under £3,500 per month in net profits, rather than £2,000 a month net profits. Same amount of equity, more return on investment, higher yield, lower risk. Because remember what I said, if you've got three properties and three of your tenants vacate, then you lose 100% of your income. If you've got 12 properties and three of your tenants vacate, then you only lose one quarter of your income. So look, I hope that helps. What I'm trying to get across here is that this was the advice I gave, and I really, it's a shame that we're so deeply embedded in the belief that debt is a bad thing. Debt is a great thing if you use it properly and you're in charge of it and you're in control of it. Now, again, I'm not talking about crappy credit card debts and things like that. I'm talking about proper, manageable and controllable debt. Like I used that analogy with Nick there. And if I lent Nick £600,000 and charged him an interest rate of 3%, he would take that and turn it into a 10% return on his investment. And that's 7% free money. All right, that's literally a bludgeon calculation, because there are other things involved, but you get what I'm saying. If you can borrow it at one rate and lend it out, or use it and get a return on investment at another rate, it's free money if it's someone else's money you're using. So I hope that helps. And look, this all came about, oh, hang on, what's this? Can you tell us about refurbishing as if you will have to replace 12 bathrooms costs you more than three bathrooms? Correct, but you have to do the same calculation. If you've got three bathrooms, what's the likelihood of 12 bathrooms having to be replaced at the same time? Fairly minimal. And you also have nearly twice the amount of income coming in as net profits. So if you had to replace three bathrooms a year across your 12 properties, then you're covered. If you have to replace one of your bathrooms a year, if you only have three properties, then you're covered. So I get what you're saying, but you just relate your calculation to whatever you need to spend. Now, if you bear in mind right at the beginning of this as well, Robert, I can't pronounce your surname. Robert, is it Gruska? Have I said that right? Let me know. Bear in mind right at the beginning of this, I was talking about already done up properties for this type of customer. They didn't want to get involved in refurbishing. They didn't want to get involved in anything that needed work. So we're talking about done up, already done properties. So your investment is going to incorporate the costs involved. So in that exact calculation, at £600,000 to buy three properties at £190,000 each, you just need a little bit more to spend. So you might be able to buy a lower price property. Hang on, I'm not really making sense there. What I'm getting to is that if you're spending £190,000 on a three-bedroom house around here, it's already done up, already looking good, already ready to go. If you need a new bathroom, you're probably going to buy it for £180,000. So then it comes down a bit in value and you've got a bit of extra money free to invest in the bathroom. Hopefully that makes sense anyway, Richard. What's this? Graham has said, Hi, Tom. Started with a similar amount in November 2019. Awesome. How did you get on, Graham? Well, I mean, you don't need to share figures, but is it good or is it not really growing? Because you know what? I've just started working with a client, or just about to start working with a client who we're talking about similar figures with, and similar returns as well. I think I'm quite excited about this one as well. As I keep mentioning, I don't really take on very many mentees or mentorship clients, but it's this one's a particularly exciting one. I'm looking forward to getting started. So I will try and keep you posted as well. I'm not going to let you know who it is or any particular details like that, but I'll certainly share the stories that we go through because we're going to go on a journey. We can do this together. Anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. If you've got any more questions, then drop me a message through the Facebook page, Tom Sohn, or you can email me. If you've got my email, it's tom@pinkstreet.co.uk. Anything like that, any questions, I do try and answer every single person I can. But until then, I'm going to do a little outro for my podcast because, as I always say, this is one more thing that enables you to be the best version of yourself that you can be. And if you can be the best version of yourself at one thing, then you've got to be the best version of yourself at everything. And my name's Tom Sohn, and guess what? This is the Anonymous Landlord. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. But before you go to the next episode, I really want to hear from you. Just search Tom Sohn on any social media or just email me, tom@pinkstreet.co.uk. I'd love to know your thoughts on this episode. And if you need any help with your own situation, just get in touch. I'll answer every email and every message, I promise. Anyway, see you in the next podcast, and remember, being a landlord is hard. Being an anonymous landlord is easy. Invest, enjoy, repeat, and grow.